Today's talk is called Game Changers. So for those of you who weren't here last week, it was called The Game of Life. Just teasing. So we talked about how we have this thing that we call life, and we think we're living it. We make up the rules for it, and we say, okay, here's what it's about. Here's how you're supposed to be in the world. Be that. And everybody who doesn't fit into that category is considered an outsider. So because people don't want to be an outsider, they become an insider. They begin hiding who they really are. Okay? So what I was talking about when I wrote that quote, when I journaled about that, you spend a lot of energy avoiding confrontation, avoiding criticism, avoiding that. I think we do that. We don't want to feel any discomfort, and so we avoid to the point of not being ourselves, those things. And we use it often as kind of a game that we play on ourselves. Okay, so when I thought I was happily married, even though the fit was completely wrong and I couldn't be who I was and I couldn't even write a check, I wasn't allowed to write checks or anything, I used to shop. I shopped. I'd walk through stores shopping all day. But not really buying. And finally I realized I was just kind of moving through merchandise that really didn't mean anything to me at all. And now when I go out, I look around and I see those women doing the same thing. I see a lot of them doing the same thing, just moving, like not wanting to really sit with what it is and not do something about what it is, but instead cover it up with something else. So, I mean, it can be food, it can be alcohol, it can be drugs, it can be dramatic relationships, it can be a lot of different stuff to keep us so busy. It could be we're afraid to show who we are because the family won't approve of it. The world won't approve of it. Our employers won't approve of it. That still exists. So in order to change up our own personal game, I found this out. I was going to have to decide. I was going to be authentic and push past all the criticisms or all the concerns of other people, because it was too uncomfortable to live that way. And so I thought I could just say, it would be so great to be authentic. I'm going to be authentic. And I thought, that is such a cool thing. So I'm going to start making choices to be more authentic. But what I didn't realize was as I did that, anything that was not true to who I was going to have to fall away. And it happened very quickly. And as it was falling away, new things were coming up in front of me that were wonderful, but it was like, wow, what just happened? And people were upset with me about moving away from what wasn't working for me and not so happy that things were working for me. So you have that. So once again, it's like, well, I can't get caught up in that. So my people, who I thought were my people, may not be my people anymore. And what I discovered is that when you live your authentic life and you do what you love, your people show up. And I just told somebody that the other night. She was saying, I hate my job. It's like I'm back in the 60s and I'm working for this man who has, he's the only man in the company and everyone is like the little women around him. And so everybody, he's like barking at everybody and yelling at everybody and everybody's trying to please him. And she said, I hate it. I have to get out of it. I'm definitely getting out of this. I said, what are you getting into next? And she said, I'm going back into sales. I'm going back. I love selling this one kind of product. That's not everybody who would say I would love to go back into sales, but this is something she loves. And I said, when you go toward what you love, you will meet your people. So she was trying to also have a relationship and meet people, as if her life was in some kind of compartment. I hate my job, but I'm going to find my perfect relationship. I hate my job, but I'm going to feel healthy and well all the time. As if we can take one part of our big part of our lives and just separate ourselves out this works, that doesn't work, this does, as if they don't all blend together, as if we're not pure creative energy moving at a certain vibration. So I said, I just have a feeling that if you pursue who you love and what you love, that it will come to you, it will meet you. You'll be surrounded. She said, you know what? This is so weird. But when I used to be in sales and I loved what I did, I had so many people that I met and I had my relationships. She goes, it's really weird. You're right. There's a connection between my relationship with myself and my relationship with my work and my relationship with others. I'm going to go find my people. She is gay. And she had another concern, and that was that when her father died, that he did not fully open up to being compassionate about people that are gay. She was worried about him because she had grown up in a fundamental religion, that he was not going to do well on the other side. And I said, those stories only live on this side. They're our game that we made up, our rules that we made up. And as the other person leaves this physical reality, all of those would serve absolutely no purpose for our eternal spiritual self. It would make no sense. They were constructs of personalities. And she had nothing to worry about. He released it as he left because it couldn't move with what we really are. There's no way it could attach. There's nothing to attach to. So a major game changer for all of us is when we decide that we are going to be authentic and more authentic and just keep clearing it up. That's when we actually meet the God expressing as us on the road to us. That's how we make the connection. There are other game changers going on in the world, and we are all a part of that also. So there's always the individual and the collective, okay? So there's major game changers in this room, major game changers. And the way we find out how we have been a game changer is to look at the whys in our life. Why did that happen? Why? And then attach this question to it. What stigma is attached to that why? What stigma? I was adopted. I don't want anybody to know. What stigma was attached to that? What stigma is attached to addiction, mental health, physical challenges? What stigma is attached to each one of those things? And look at our world and how much has changed in our world. And say, was I a part of that change? Was I for that stigma being removed? The definition of a stigma is this: a set of negative and often unfair beliefs that a society or a group of people have about something, a mark of disgrace associated with a particular circumstance, quality, or person. We could have the stigma of mental disorder for ourselves or in our families, of bankruptcy. We could have it for cancer, AIDS, suicide, depression, addiction, adoption, transgender, poverty, bankruptcy, race, interracial, sexual orientation. And I'm sure you can think of other ones. We got a lot of stigmata going on here, right? So, but how much has moved from that? When somebody here had a son die, I had to share the service with a priest, and I was very nervous about it. I did not want to do it, did not want to do it. I didn't want to be around that much sadness. Her son had committed suicide. I did not want to be it. Oh my gosh, I don't want to do this. Make this go away. I totally understood that from the Bible finally. Please remove this from me. I don't want to do this. And then as I asked for guidance, more information came in, and I found myself walking in there, not sure of what I was going to say, and meeting the priest who I knew that particular religion held a stigma about this, that it was a sin. So as I walked in that day, he got up and spoke, and it was very compassionate. And when it was my turn, I went up, and we hugged, and he said, "Let's do this together." That was huge. What were we doing together? And as I got up there and I spoke, I said to everybody in the room, "Let's together remove the stigma from this right now, right in this room." And you could just feel everybody opening up. You could feel them dropping any stories, understanding the stories made no sense, and that we had really moved things in a new direction. Because I had counseled so many people who were in their 40s and 50s who did not want anybody to know that that had happened in their family, and I thought, that's got to change. So if we go back to our question of why, as souls, when we are here before the stories that we know we're going to step into, what have we come to change? To know that that one is brave enough to take on the story. That there have to be scouts, as there is in any exploration, those that will come that will be brave enough to start it, and those that will follow. If it is not your own experience, personally, were you not the ones who caught those that leaped? Each is just as important. These are game changers. Time of great change, moving from fear to love, from shame to self-love. So the synonyms for stigma are shame, disgrace, dishonor, humiliation, bad reputation, scars, stain, blames, blemish. The antonyms are approval, benefit, esteem, exaltation, honor, praise, respect, credit, pride. People moving from shame and guilt to being fully and completely who they are. If there is anybody in this room who has helped another be fully and completely who they are, who has supported them in any way of doing that, know that you are a game changer. If you have come fully to who you are and allow yourself to be who you are, know that you are a game changer. Know that you are the reason that there are different programs in schools now about transgender and sexual orientation that did not exist when we were children. Know that people are being led toward being more and more who they are. Know that there are tons of people in hiding still, that it is not safe, even though the office may say it's safe, to come out with who you are. So there's still work being done. But we're taking that original game, that set of rules and beliefs that did not work for everybody, and we're all changing it in our own way. And even those who are opposed are changing it. So the woman I was speaking with the other night who said, "My whole family was opposed to the fact that I'm gay. My whole family. when I came out, was upset. My sister's very fundamental. She was so opposed to it. Now she says, I got to go. Ellen DeGeneres is on. When Ellen DeGeneres came out, her show was shut down. Now she hosts, what, the Academy Awards and all kinds of things. She has her own show. And at the end of the show, she says, be kind to one another. Because that's a game changer. Thank you very much.